Let us pray. Father, we gathered in your presence. We long to hear you. Speak to us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the past year, I talked a lot about disciple training. And after the weekend away last year, we talked about one family. And in this in the weekend away, we also talk about how can boys become real men. And this I keep on thinking about. So after some sharing with Brother Neil, he mentioned about, we should be more like Christ. And after that, I think about this topic, imitate Christ. In 1 Corinthians, let's read it together. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. I'm going to talk about imitate later, but let's first about look at here. You might have 10,000 instructors in Christ. So maybe when you think, why do you come here? Or you want to learn something. Like when you are younger, you may be in Sunday school. So you are learning something like teachers. I don't know, what do you feel when you come here? Learning something, is that what you feel? But in here, Paul says, yet you do not have many fathers. That means in Paul's heart, his relationship to the believer is not, I'm a teacher, you are the student. In fact, he feels that he's like a father to the children. So I think this is beautiful. So God reminds me, my role here is not just to teach you something. You can learn many things. Right nowadays, you can go to online, YouTube. You can listen to many, many good preachers. You can learn something from them. But do that person know you? Not necessary. Do that person know your name? Not necessary. Does he care about how you read your Bible? Not necessary. Does he care about your struggle in life? Not necessary. So I ask God that I can be like a father here. So don't just take me as, he's teaching us something. Brother Paul speaks. No. I would rather you treat me as a member of your family. To me, some of you are as young as my children. So when I look at Eva, Lyndon, like my daughters, Tim, Enoch, and also all my children. So I pray that I cared about you like a father caring their children. So feel free to talk to me. When you have problem, come to me. In here, not I am the only father. Others here are your fathers as well. Those leaders should be like fathers, not like, I'm the manager here. Listen to me. This is what you should do. I'm the commander. The leader. Leader. No, like the father. Close. Care. Love. I pray to God that I will be someone like this. I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. Now, Paul asks the believers, imitate me. Imitate, this word in some other part can translate as followers. Follow me. And when you were kids, I wonder if you played that game Simon Says or something. You just copy whatever the person says. Simon Says, do this, stand up, sit down, and like that. You just follow it step by step. Imitate me. Why? Imitate what? In what way? Is it how he dressed? How he speaks? Once a young brother come to me, and he mimic me, like imitate me. You know, sometimes I talk, I use my hand. When he talks to me, he moves his hand like just like me. I immediately know he's copying me. He imitated me. But outwardly, I was having fun. Oh, it's funny. Did I talk like that? I do not know. But he imitated me outwardly. But what does it mean when Paul asked believers to imitate him? In 1 Corinthians later, he says, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Oh, that's the reason. Not Paul is someone special, but because Paul is imitate Christ. Now we may ask, why do people imitate? Who are you imitating? When I was a kid in primary school, at that time, they start to have TV, black and white, and then later on, color TV. And at that time, we are very much influenced by the TV program. The first generation of Batman, I still remember. The Superman, I remember. So as a kid, sometimes I put on a cape, Superman, I imitate them. And then on TV, sometimes the Japanese program, the ninja, and then I immediately use something to cover my face, imitating to be a ninja. Just like that, all the dots. Imitating a ninja, imitating a samurai. I remember I used the newspaper, roll it into a long roll like this, and use it, and going to hit my sisters. Samurai, ninja, I can be anything, anyone, but whatever the heroes in the TV program, oh, immediately, I like to be them. I don't know about you, for me, when I was a young boy, oh, that's a hero, that's a hero, that's a hero. When I see the James Bond movie, oh, 007, imitate how he speaks, how he talks. Last time we talked about that, and someone say, I like to be like, imitate Iron Man. Why? He has all the gadgets, all the so rich and powerful. And when I saw the Kung Fu movie, I imitate the Sifu. And that's why I learned martial arts, Taekwondo, for a few months. Why I want to be as good as them. And when I watch some sports program, at that time there was a tennis player called, when I was in high school, at that time the famous player, I'm sure you are not at that age, Bjorn Borg. Anyone hear about Bjorn Borg? No one hear about Bjorn Borg. And McEnroe, they are the one that always having the final playing together. A few years ago, maybe Djokovic against Federer, but many, many years ago, when I was at high school, it's always Bjorn Borg against McEnroe. And McEnroe served in a very special way. Let me imitate him. Tapping the tennis ball, and he hold his hand and like that. He always make that sound. When he served. And my friend liked to play tennis as well. And he also imitated him. He can't serve as good as McEnroe, but the voice he's made, wow, we are so amused because he's just like McEnroe. Like that. So we see, we like to imitate. No matter when you play the basketball, you think of, oh, Michael Jordan or something. Is it Michael Jordan? Something like that. Okay. So when you're playing basketball, you think of someone. When you're singing, you're playing of someone. I notice the young girls when they are, when the movies, is it Frozen coming up? Oh, the girls like the makeup, like the princess. they like to imitate. Girls like to imitate the princesses. And whereas boys like to imitate someone else. So who are you imitating? Why are we imitating? Why am I so drawn to these heroes? I ask myself. Superman, Batman, movie stars. Why? What am I trying to imitate? Wow, because they have the skill people admired. I want to imitate. Or they are so smart. They have the knowledge to solve the puzzle, to solve the mystery, to solve the murder. Wow, I like people are smart. I like to be like them. Or they are rich. Oh, I admire. They are so powerful. I admire. So instead of imitating a person, there's some quality that I'm looking for. If I have that, that would be good. So even though right now I'm sure there must be someone in your heart. Oh, I would like to be like her. I would like to be like him. Someone has some qualities you admire, you appreciate. If I can be like her, you would be. If I say, oh, you just look like her, then you say, oh yeah, I'm beautiful. You might feel like that. But why are we imitating someone? When I go back, you know, in my house, I'm the only boy. In my sisters, I got three sisters, I'm the only boy. So I'm very much treasured. I'm special in my family. But as I go to school, there are 40 boys in my class. And in the whole school, there are 1,000 boys like me. So at home, I'm unique, I'm special. But at school, I'm nobody. The headmaster might not even know my name. Even the class teacher may not know my name. There are so many boys. I'm not so special. I feel that I'm insignificant. Who am I? I'm just like a grain of sand on the beach. Not so special. Yes, I'm different to others. But I am not important at all. Who am I? I'm nobody. I have a fear that I'm not good enough. I'm not the first in my class. I'm not the first in physics. I did not come first in mathematics. I'm just in between. No one pay attention to me. I always feel, deep in my heart, I'm not that good. Yet I want people to love me. Yet I find significance in my life. And when I see some hero, oh, they are good, they are VIP, they are somebody. People love them, people admire them. Then I project myself, if I can be like them, what does it mean? Why do I want to imitate them? That I would be appreciated by people. I will find my worth. If I'm as good as Batman, if I can play tennis as good as Roger Federer, people will admire me. People will know me. Then I will find my worth. I will find my value. This life would be meaningful if I can achieve something. Until someone say, you are good, you are special, then I can find, oh, this is me. So everyone, I don't know what you are looking for, but you are looking for recognition from others. If your teacher knows you, if you come into the door, everyone stands, oh, welcome, let's welcome, we are waiting for you. How nice it would be. But when you come in, no one notices you. You see, why are we imitating? We want to be good. So what is the outcome of imitating? What is the path when I try to be like someone else? First of all, I experience anxiety. I will worry. Yes, I train, I work very hard, but still, I'm still far from that standard. I'm not as good as him. So I have anxiety, I have worries. I mean, if someone is better than me, I want to be number one, but I can't. Someone is better than me. My friend is better than me. I got envy. He's not that good. How come he can get a better score than me? I become jealous. I might even hate that person and build up my greed. Oh, if I can have that money, if that was mine, how good that would be. If I have that dishonors, how good it would be. I become greedy. I may have lust. I want to get that. I may even lie. Do you know that? Yes, I know, but actually I don't know. Have you done that? No. But actually I say, I lie. So, because on this road of achieving something, imitating something, I sin a lot. I lie, I cheat. I want to get the gold medal, but if I'm good enough, I worry a lot. Can I achieve that? Can I do that? No peace in my heart. We struggle. We work very hard. A few years ago, I met two young men, brothers. They are obsessed with weight training. They build up the muscles. The young man, his arm is as big as my thigh. His arms are like that. Mm-hmm. They eat only chicken breast. They drink something to build up their muscles. In building these muscles, they gain confidence. Then they feel they are secure. Yes, I have the same feeling. When I walk among, you know, I study overseas in England, all the other boys are taller and bigger than me. I feel I'm weak. But if I get muscles, look at these muscles, look at these muscles, and people will fear you. So I will have confidence. If I build up something, then I can feel I have the power. And some young men, in order to find power, what do? They join the gangs. In Hong Kong, no one to protect you. You better have some big brother to look upon you. Say that you belong to our group, nobody will come to you. If someone gives you trouble, come to me, and the whole group will come to protect you. So young men or young girls, they join some gangs to find protection. So no matter you want to find power, protection, you have to find someone to accept you. You are part of our group. You are among us. Why? People to find someone to... You belong to a group. Someone take you as a group. Take you as a brother. So you can imagine when we are not... All this speaks of we have no assurance of who we are. We are not at peace. We are always worried about, am I good enough? We always find we are insecure. We want protection. We want to belong to something. We want to find a purpose in our life. Because we don't know who we are. We try to be like that, like that, like that, like that, to find some importance, to feel that you are good. So, what happens when these people, when a sinner like this comes to know God? What happened? Once he become a believer, would he still live in fear? Oh, if I do not pray, if I do not come to meeting, will God angry with me? Do you still live in fear?
must be spiritual.
I must know the Bible so well, so people look upon me to think that I am good. Do I still have to be chasing after this?
Trying to be good in order to please God,
to earn a position, to earn love. If I don't be good, God won't love me. Do I have to live in fear? No. When a sinner turns to God, he realizes, I am a sinner. My whole life full of sin, and I'm going downward. But now I realize, Jesus loves me, died on the cross for me. I'm not like a worthless, a grain of sand on the beach. To God, I am precious in His eyes. You know, God knows you by name. Peter, He can name. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? He can know people by name, and God knows you more than you know yourself. He knows you. He knows you. He cared about you. He died on the cross for you. So your value does not depend on you get a medal. Your value does not get how beautiful you look. Your value does not depend on how good you will be. He loves you anyway. He accepted you. So I find peace. I find security once I come to know God. So right now, I don't have to be good enough to chase something in order to please someone, to earn the love of others. I'm not seeking, oh, love me, accept me, appreciate me. I don't have to be worried about this because God loves me. Does Jesus ever have to ask, oh, please love me, please love me. I do this for you, please love me. The Lord never did that. God loves him. He gave his love to the people around him. Yes, if we love him, he appreciates our love to him. But he's not hunger, weak if we don't love him. He's always strong to pour out his love towards us. So, since I am secured in God's love, since I find peace in Him, now I want to be like Him. Imitate Christ. In the past, I imitate a lot of heroes, but these heroes are not true heroes. I used to like Bruce Lee, a famous martial artist. But he died suddenly because of his health issue or something like that. People don't know why. But in my mind, he's a strong man. He's my hero. I want to imitate him. But he died. Now I know. Heroes are not true heroes. There's only one that deserves my imitate. Is this hero. He's the perfect man. I want to be like him. So, in what way does Paul imitate Christ? If you look on the news, every year around Easter, the Pope would bring out some water, and the people sit before him, and the Pope, very humble, kneel down and wash the feet of disbelievers, imitating Christ by washing people's feet. So do we have to imitate like this? If so, everyone has to bring a bucket of water and washing each other's feet. And in Philippines, there are some people, they make a cross and dress like a Jesus and carry the cross, and people whip them. Imitate Christ going on the cross. Someone imitate Christ by washing people's feet. Someone imitate Christ by carrying the cross and even nailed on the cross. In Philippines, you can saw that on the news. Is it like this? In what way are we imitating Christ? Who is our true hero? And in 2 Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, followed my manners of life, followed the purpose, followed the faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance," blah, blah, blah. It's not the outward thing. How can we imitate Christ? How did Paul imitate Christ? Follow my doctrine. Timothy followed Paul's doctrine. What is the doctrine? The Word of God. What is right? What is wrong? What is good? What is best? What is bad? What is the will of God? All the knowledge. So don't tell me if you want to be followers of Christ, if you say, I'm going to be baptized. I'm baptized already. And you don't read the Bible. You don't know God's words. How can you follow? So you must have knowing God's words, the doctrine. What is right and what's wrong in God's sight. If you want to follow someone, you go to the gym to train your muscle. Sports star, you need to train your muscle, train your skill. If you want to follow Christ, God's word. And not only knowing God's word, you live out God's word, manner of life, how you live. So not just, I memorize the Bible. I know, I read that chapter, I read that book. Not just knowing, but how you live that out. Purpose. I like this purpose. Christ has a purpose. Not purposes. One purpose. What is your one purpose? Tell me. What is your one purpose in life? If you have too many purposes, I'm afraid we can't achieve them. But in your mind, if you have one purpose, just like a nail, you have a one sharp point. Or if you have one sharp point, it can bring out a lot of pressure on that. Your whole life lies flat on the ground. No power, no strength. But if your whole body, all the strength, if you stand on a nail, wow, that nail can punch through many things because your whole body weight comes down in one point, one purpose, and that will make you strong. I don't know if I make that clear. Your whole life just lying on the ground has no strength. Cannot bring out the strength. But if your whole body weight stand on a nail, the nail goes down, the whole body weight goes down. Because of one purpose, one sharp point, your whole life can find strength. You may overcome difficult situation, but you stand firm. You have faith. You may go through a long time of suffering, but you can go through it long suffering, patience, because of you have one purpose and you want to live out God's way of life.
You can see this is a strong man. This is strength. This is the strong man I admire. Love. People hate you. People offend you. How can you overcome them?
If my enemies come before me in the past, if I were a cowboy, I killed the enemies.
But now, I overcome my enemies with love. Perseverance.
Even though the environment doesn't change, months, years, decades, the whole situation is like this. I can't see the blessing of God. Will I go back?
No, I stand firm, persevere.
Now, this is the hero. This is Christ. This is Paul. This is Timothy's life. I would like to say, may this be our life.
God's words, living out God's words. No matter one purpose, no matter what comes in between,
you find the strength to overcome all tribulations, all difficulties in your life. Not movie, but real. What is Christ's purpose?
When Christ, about 11 years old, when he went to Jerusalem, the parents lost him, and they try to find him. Once they find Jesus, they say to him, Jesus said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Today, your parents find you. Hey, dinner, come, where are you? Did you not know that I must be studying for an exam? Did you not know that I must be playing my games, online games? Did you not know that I'd be doing chores or something like that? There are so many things in our life.
But when you find Christ, 11 year old, I'm sure many of you here over 11 years old. Just now I talked about the purpose. I talked about the nail.
This is Christ's purpose. His whole purpose is to do the Father's will. To him is the Father's business.
Today you go to school, you study English, mathematics. After your graduation, you may get a job.
But is this your Father's business?
Yes, I'm a driving instructor. I teach people to earn a living. But what is my business?
My business is my Father's business here.
What is your business? What is your business? If you are so busy on earth, having so many things you concern about, you lost your focus. You want to achieve many things. But for Christ,
God's will is his purpose. Father's business.
Father's will be done. Nothing can deter him, stop him, distract him from doing God's will. So young men, those who are baptized recently, I challenge you, how do you live your life? You are now learning a lot, growing, but is this in your heart? God's business. What God is doing today, let me be a part of it.
I'm not a standby. I'm not watching. I'm not a passersby. I have to be a part in my Father's business.
This is the life I want. This is the life you should want. Christ's way of living, how does he live? Remember just now, we say doctrine, manner of life, purpose. Doctrine, how does Christ live? When he was in the wilderness facing temptation, Satan come. And Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Man, not just Son of Man, not just Jesus, but you as well. Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Live according to God's words, according to God's way. Everyone, not just one book, not just one chapter, not just one verse. Everyone. So we need to know God's words, the complete God's words. Know it and live out that, because he's talking about live according to the doctrine, manner of life according to the doctrine. Why is Christ so strong? Because deep in his heart, I'm not talking about the supernatural power. He can calm the storm, heal the leper. I'm not talking about the supernatural power, the divine power. I'm talking as a man, like you and me. What makes a one man strong? You can be like strong like this. Because deep in his heart, there's one thing, your will be done. Not my will. Even though I have to go to the cross, even though I have to face rejection of people, even though I have to face the fear of separating from the Father, no matter what happens to me, he can overcome the fear. He can overcome everything because in his heart, one simple thing, your will be done. Sometimes I ask you to do some task, like song leading. You may have fear. Your heart may be pumping 128 times per minute. Last time, someone showed me his heartbeat is 128. He was so afraid. And yet, he became strong. He come forward to do God's will. It's not pleasing me. Let God's will be done. Now, this is a training. This is gathering his strength to serve God. When I ask you to serve God, don't take it as me, I ask you. Take it as you are serving God. Your will be done. I'm going to do anything even though I fear. I fear of people. I fear of how people look at me. I don't know how to talk. People make fun of me. I lose face. You may experience all this. If I share gospel with my friend, would they make fun of me? Even if they despise me, hate me, I have to go through suffering. For Christ, I'm going to go through death. Nothing can stop him. He did not use his supernatural power to overcome death. He faced death as a man. Sometimes when I think, oh, well, he's Christ, he can do anything. When he nailed on the cross, he can say, no pain. And then he can feel no pain at all on the cross. I'm sure he did not do that. The supernatural power is not for himself. He's willing to go through all this as a man. Because deep in his heart, he has only one purpose. God's business. His will be done. So I'm, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, now we know the secret of God's power in your life. That is deep in your heart. You want to love him, please him, no matter what. So today, I'm not admiring those movie star or sports stars or imaginary superhero. When I can see someone, especially brothers and sisters in the church, faithfully serving God, undeterred, no matter what happened, he is so faithful. Every Monday, Neil climbed on the truck, took the heavy stuff. He's 70s. He can find the strength to take all this heavy stuff from the truck, bring it down to serve people. I find strength in new life. I have to imitate new to serve God. I have to imitate Jonathan, how he faithfully served God. These are my heroes now. I can imitate them because they are serving God. So think of some heroes. I should be your role model. I should. But I know I'm not good enough, but still I'm learning. Okay? I learn from you. I learn from Brother Jonathan. One day you can say, I learn from Paul as well. But people will learn from you as well. No matter good or bad, they learn from you. So brothers and sisters, we are one family. Remember? We are one family in Christ. So today, who would you like to imitate? Imitate so-and-so or imitate Christ? Imitate Paul. Imitate Timothy. Imitate Brother Neil. Imitate brother, sister, so-and-so. Because they use their strength, no matter what happened, they serve God. This is the life that is worth living. This is the powerful life. This is the meaningful life. I saw young men raising up, following footsteps to serve God. How pleased that would be. So may God bless Caleb. May God bless all the young leaders. Keep learning to please God. So this is my word today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that we can learn from Christ. We can imitate Christ as Paul imitated Christ. Let our life has only one business, that is Father's business. And let us live our life with one purpose, that is to please you, to love you, and your will be done. Let our life be filled with love and filled with your power to serve you. Thank you for today. Thank you for this sharing. In Jesus' name, amen. So our meeting stops here. We can have morning tea if we have any.